I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yes. You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready.
I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
3, 2, 1.
Now, here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
Southeastern Guide Dogs trains and provides guide dogs for people who are blind, for veterans, and for children in need. And joining us by phone to tell us all about it and about their upcoming virtual walkathon, which takes place on April 11th, is Amanda Lannon. Amanda, thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thanks for inviting me.
Let's talk about the walkathon, because this is important. This is a fundraiser that was supposed to take place at Crane's Roost Park. But now, of course, with our current situation, it's going to be virtual. Tell us about that.
It was scheduled just for April 11th, but the positive side to the current situation is that we can have a walkathon for multiple days. So starting now, you can register on the website, which is guidedogswalkathon.org. And when you register, it is free. Then we encourage everybody to start walking their dogs, posting pictures and videos. And there are all the hashtags there. But as an extra perk for raising money and walking your dog, you also have the opportunity to bid on the silent auction there and to also purchase tickets. And possibly on the 11th, which was the day that we were scheduled to have that big event, you could possibly win $1,000. So it's a win-win for everyone and the dogs.
Right. Now, let's talk about the dogs themselves, because guide dogs are dogs that you see all the time. These are the dogs people can take into, you know, restaurants, buildings, even on planes, and are specifically trained dogs. What type of dogs do you use?
Southeastern typically uses Labradors, Golden Retrievers. They do some crossbreeding with them. They have some flat coats, a few other dogs, but those are the primary. Labs and Golden Retrievers would be the primary. Other schools might use some other breeds, but those are the breeds that Southeastern typically goes with. They have a great temperament. They're very well suited for the type of work. Very, very smart, intelligent dogs, but also able to adapt into many situations and very easily accepting of people. They love people.
Now, how do you come about these dogs? Do you actually breed them right there, or are they from off property?
Southeastern does do their own breeding. They have a very extensive medical facility on their campus. They do genetic testing, and they're very conscientious of the dogs that are in their lines for the dogs that they choose to go out and work. And these dogs that are, it is Southeastern Guide Dogs. They started in 1982 as guide dogs, but then they branched out, and now they're serving veterans. As you said, they're serving children. But dogs that don't end up going into becoming a guide dog or a service dog for veterans, they have a great relationship with other community partners where these dogs might go into other facilities. And so I would say that Southeastern's reach into the community and beyond is more extensive than people realize. They think of service dogs because that's very recognizable, but they don't realize that dogs that aren't those guide dogs are still out in our communities working with our first responders and things like that, and still working very hard in our communities.
Right. Dogs, like we said up front, they're used for the blind as guide dogs, but they're also, I guess you'd call them comfort dogs, right?
The dogs that they train for the veterans serve individuals who might have PTSD. Those dogs do some incredible work where they may go in and check a building or a house and make sure that it is clear to eliminate that anxiety. They will go in and turn on the lights to eliminate some of that anxiety. So I don't want to confuse a dog that is for a veteran PTSD with maybe a dog that would be considered an emotional support dog. They definitely are trained to perform a task, and therefore the dogs that come from Southeastern are specifically service dogs.
All right, let's talk about the training. How young are the dogs when they start their training?
They literally start their training from birth. So the people can come in and volunteer to be puppy huggers, which would be awesome. And they are socialized immediately. Once they go to the puppy raisers, about 8 weeks, those puppy raisers work with them for about a year, giving them that basic obedience, social interactions, and some of that basic preparation that's really critical for the service dog training. They do return to Southeastern's campus at about 14 months, and that's where they work with their trainers for another 2 to 3 months before they are then matched with an individual, and then that individual goes through another month of training. So you're looking at about 20 full months of training before that dog is considered a fully trained and ready to work service animal.
Wow. And you mentioned training with the individual that's getting the dog. What kind of training goes with that?
You know, not only does Southeastern require a lot of funding to take care of the dogs, currently right now they're supporting about 1,200 dogs, about 1,200 dogs. And so that money is supporting them, but then it also goes to support that training. And when an individual is accepted to receive either a veteran service dog or a guide dog, they come to the campus where they live in a dorm for about 3 to 4 weeks. And in that dorm, they have 24-hour training. So they are taught how to command their dog, how to work with their dog, how to build that relationship, because you've got to have a very close connection so that you can work successfully and safely with your animal. And that's a very critical piece to the service dog success that they've had. So that money that we're raising not only goes to the dogs, but it goes to the training, to the facility, to the meals that they provide, transportation that they need to be able to get the individuals to all the training locations. So you are literally spending 1 month there learning to work with the dog.
Wow. Now, when the person gets the dog and leaves your facility, is there somebody available to help them with the dog? How's that work?
Absolutely. And that's why they have so many dogs kind of under their support right now, that 1,200 dogs. They have about 6,000 dogs that they've placed as service animals. And so what they're doing is going out. If someone needs their support, they come out and they will help. If there's maybe a route or a challenging area that they're having difficulty working their dog through, maybe they're needing some extra support with health or food or things like that. Southeastern works very hard to do that. They've just rolled out a new program for their graduates where they're helping with the flea and tick prevention, the annual shots, and food. So they do everything in their power to continue to support those individuals once they've gotten their dog.
And how long of a time is the dog in service for each individual?
You know, it does significantly range from individual and dog. Typically, the dog's average would be that they would be between 7 and 9 years old. Some work to be 11, and some, you know, might, for whatever reason, might only work till they're 5. It just really depends on the work condition, the environment, and things unfortunately do happen, and that can shorten. And Southeastern's there to work with the individuals through any of that process. And if you need another dog, you know, they're there to work with you through that process as well.
All right. So when you retire a dog, what happens to that dog?
Yeah, that's a really difficult part of having a service dog. And we know that going into that is going to be probably beyond the initial getting the dog and learning to work as a cohesive team. Retiring your dog is second most difficult. And that is, you have some choices. If the dog is over 5 years old, then that dog can continue to be part of your family. If you can provide for it, then it is no longer considered a service dog and it can be part of your family. The puppy raisers also could have an option for the dog to come back and live with them, which I think is a wonderful idea. If you can't take care of the dog to go back to someone you know loves that dog as much as you, there is also an extremely long waiting list. People want Southeastern dogs because they're so well trained and ready to give them a home. So those are some options that people do choose when they're retiring their dog. It's just really based on the individual.
So I imagine you need a lot of volunteers, and this would be perfect for somebody who just absolutely loves dogs to help you to learn how to be a trainer, right?
Oh, well, they are looking for individuals to sponsor a dog, which could be a great gift. $19 a month would be a great gift for anybody. But also, if you want to volunteer, they have opportunities on their campuses. You can volunteer to be a puppy raiser. Personally, I am working my fifth dog from Southeastern, and a student from University of Central Florida was the puppy raiser for my dog, O'Neill. So go Knights. And he worked, and that was his service project. He worked to raise him, and now it's wonderful because he's here in the Orlando community, and people can do that no matter where they're at, whether they live in the area where Southeastern is. We have puppy raisers in many other states, Texas, North Carolina. So all over the place, we have people training our dogs and getting them ready. Absolutely. Reach out and join the family. That would be great.
When you're talking about puppy raising, you're talking about raising a puppy in your own home.
Yes.
Well, that's interesting, right? I mean, I know it'd be tough to give up the puppy, but that's, you know, like I said, for somebody who loves dogs, that's a great way to volunteer, right?
Yeah, and you know what? After you raise that puppy and you take it back to go to puppy college, they'll be ready and waiting for you to take another puppy home and start all over again. So you'll never be without a dog. You can just start that amazing journey all over again. And the relationship that you build, you'll meet the people that you're raising those dogs for, and you'll have a connection, and you'll still know how those dogs are doing. And I really think that relationship encourages people to continue to do it because they see the good that even though they have, like you said, had to return the dog, they still see that dog out and serving and doing exactly what, you know, it was meant to do. So it's a great way to give back.
And all of this is provided at no cost to the individual who's getting the dog, right?
Yes. And Southeastern has no government support. It is all funded through donations and sponsorships. And that's why this walkathon is so critical, because this is literally the majority of where their budget money comes from.
Now, we know how to get in touch with you. You go to guidedogs.org, and you could find out about the walkathon on there. In fact, you said there was a specific website.
Guidedogswalkathon.org. And on there, whatever city you're in, ours for Orlando, you can choose the Orlando Walkathon, which was scheduled for April 11th. Register for free right there. Walk your dog, post your pictures, put the hashtags, and then look on there. There's some great prizes, and bid on the silent auction.
Right. And also, if you want to be a volunteer or learn how to be a trainer or raise a puppy, all of that you can find out at guidedogs.org. It's a really fun website because it has all the doggies on there you could see. And they really need your help. Like you said, you're not government funded. So every bit of your help comes from regular folks, right?
Individuals that just want to help make a difference. And we really appreciate all the community support and everyone just sharing. And what a great time right now with social distancing. Start walking our dogs every day and share the love.
All right, so it's Southeastern Guide Dogs at guidedogs.org. Well, Amanda Lannon, thank you so much for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.